Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And after what happened on Friday, let's start there, Alan. And that is that Reince Priebus resigned, basically pushed out, I think we could say.
He was fired. Yeah, he was fired.
And Lieutenant General John Kelly now takes over.
So we now have the military in charge. And everybody is speaking highly of this guy. The White House has put out the word that he has full authority. But the question is, does he have full authority over the input of the son-in-law and the daughter, Ivanka and Jared? Or is he in for real trouble as the continuation goes on of chaos from Bannon to Kushner to all of the others who have tried to be at the president's ear? In other words, does it come down to the president's character, who he is, that he will not permit order where chaos would suffice? That is the big question everybody has. I have the feeling that so many of the people from Susan Collins on who have been saying good things about John Kelly are in a position to be thinking that maybe this will work, but maybe it won't. So we'll say good things about Kelly, and if it doesn't work, it'll just be one more nail in the political coffin of Donald Trump.
We also learned on Friday that North Korea, Alan, launched a missile capable of reaching the U.S., another test.
Well, I've said it, and we've always known this was coming, this nonsense about the way behind. We're not sure that they can do it. Yeah, they can do it. And the question is this guy a madman or what? If he is, and he launches a nuclear missile, I guarantee you there will be no North Korea. That'll be over. And, of course, a lot of people have been waiting with Donald Trump's failing presidency, by anybody's estimation. A lot of people have been waiting to see whether there's going to be a provocation that he thinks will make him into a strong leader. You have China sitting there right on the North Korean border, and they are not going to be putting up with atomic weapons used against Korea. What's more, everybody knows, and the Chinese have let it be known, that the one thing that would be intolerable would be all the North Koreans fleeing into China for protection. They don't want it, and they are making it clear that that would be unacceptable. So it's a mess. We do know that when Barack Obama met with President Trump, he warned him that the North Korean situation was his number one problem. And it is. So Trump has been being friends with Russia and provoking China. Well, as he has probably learned by now, words which you are directing towards your base have consequences. There are most people who think that a good deal of what happened with John McCain when he voted thumbs down on the health care plan was probably motivated by his sense that it was a lousy plan. He said so, and it was. But also, there was Trump during the campaign saying despicable, mean-spirited things about McCain, like he doesn't like losers who had been imprisoned. So this now should prove to Trump, although it will not, that when you say a hurtful thing, sooner or later it's going to come back and bite you in the rear end.
Finally, Alan, Vladimir Putin in a television interview said 755 embassy staff, diplomatic posts will be cut by September 1st. Retaliation, it seems, after sanctions and our banning of diplomats.
Look, Putin becomes a loser here. He thought that by playing Trump, and we don't really know what's involved. We really don't know what all of Trump's dealings with the Russians are. We do know that one of the Trump children said right from the beginning that they get all the money they want from Russia for their projects. Putin thought that, you know, he had Trump. Trump said good things about him from the very beginning. He encouraged them to keep up basically their cyber discoveries. And now the United States Congress, by overwhelming veto-proof actions, have made it clear that they're not putting up with the Russians. And Trump has had to sign it. And when that happened, it was right after that that Trump said he was going to sign this bill from both houses of Congress, which passed overwhelmingly, increasing the sanctions on Russia. At that moment, Putin saw that this Trump business wasn't working out quite the way he thought. And that's when he called for the changes in the number of Americans who were in Russia. Now, we all know that some of those Americans were, well, how shall we put it, interested in information. Some people might call it spying. And that both countries, Russia and the United States, know that and put up with people who were there. And so a good deal of the information that is channeled to the State Department won't be there anymore. Trump is a guy who's always talking about saving money. Well, you save a certain amount of money this way,